We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to tell you that My Music is back, and with it, our usual four contestants, John Amos and his partner Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and his partner Dennis Norden. This opening round consists of keyboard instruments, questions appertaining thereto. John and Frank, I'm going to play you the start of a piece of music for piano and strings. The question for John is, what is it? What is the piece of music? And the question for Frank is, who's the pianist? Bearing in mind that she not only played elegant piano, she also played Mrs. Frail in Love for Love. Pretty music. John, what is it?
It's by Saint-Saëns.
Yes.
And it's usually called Wedding Cake Waltz.
Yes, I have it down as Valse Caprice.
We have.
Wedding, yes, wedding thing. Yes, it, by Saint-Saëns, you're right. You have a mark. Frank, the pianist lady?
I imagine from the not inconsiderable clues that it is Yvan Arnaud.
Yes, that's right, it was. Yvan Arnaud, yes, playing there.
I thought that she must have watered her accent every day to keep it fresh in this foreign town.
Yes, exactly. The most enchanting speaking voice and French accent. Listen to just one line of her voice.
If you really learn to listen to Bach, he really is a very fine, gay fellow.
a very gay fellow, Bach.
John probably remembers as well as I do a marvellous time many years ago when she appeared in a Hoffnung concert, playing the Concerto Popolare, which was this mixture of all the concertos all mixed up, and there were long pauses when she didn't have to play at all, when she picked up her knitting.
Lovely lady. Yvan Arnaud, after whom, of course, the theatre was named.
Tell Dennis to put his knitting down now.
And we move on to Ian. Question for you, and more piano music. Ian, you must have introduced that a dozen times on the radio. What is it, though?
I don't know, about a dozen times.
Well, often.
But it's the children's games.
Yes, or to put it in Yvan Arnaud's language.
Jeux d'enfants.
Yes, by?
Bizet.
Yes, and another movement's name?
No.
Le Bal. Le Bal, but you have Earn Mark or even Ian. I don't know whether it's masculine or feminine. Ian, last time I was in your home, I noticed that you have a piano nobile. Can you tell us where it's kept?
Well, I keep it in what I'm pleased to call my studio.
Well, I'm sorry to have to tell you that you don't. You keep it on the first floor, because the piano nobile is Italian for first floor.
Oh, yeah.
As you now know full well, of course, but couldn't think of it. Oh, any listeners in the United States of America, that's the second floor, isn't it? Because we number
the... Piano mobile.
Yes.
Piano forte is rather higher.
Yes, it is. Yes, nice. Dennis, keyboard instruments, I said at the start of this round of questions, and here is Harry Robbins playing the xylophone with Jack Hilton's band in a tune you know only too well. But what is it called?
The Dull Dance?
It's not. The Dull Dance is a little different. I'll play you a little note or two. The Dull Dance on the piano is...
Yeah.
the doll dance.
I thought it was something.
You've got half a mark to come because it's Lonesome Little Doll.
Ah.
And the proof is in the vocal chorus that comes later in that record. In those days, the singer with the band was by no means the star. He was the dog's body, and he was just ordered to sing the vocal chorus, whether the tempo or the tune or the words suited him or not. So here's the vocal chorus, just a bit of it, from Jack Hilton's Lonesome Little Doll.
She was an angel child with tears and eyes. If you say the boy says goodbye, even away you see, that is the reason she's a lonesome little doll.
He must have hated it, must have, that song.
Also a bit of Wedding of the Painted Doll in there.
Very nearly, yes. It's a genre sort of piece. Yes.
I love the way when they used to have those xylophone players. They used to do three chords, and the third chord, they used to sort of stuff four sticks and wedge them inside their knuckles and hold them up like sort of dreadful sprouts. That were there.
And they
and
would then
play exactly the same.
Well,
tune.
They would then walk up and down the xylophone.
That's right.
I'll try and do it on the piano for you. They would play this. Meanwhile, the band was playing. Let's expand our musical knowledge a bit, thanks to my beavering in various encyclopedias and reference works. John, he was born in Benares, schooled in Paris. His autobiography, I'm delighted to say, is called My Music, My Life. His big toe fascinates me at recitals. Who is he?
His big toe?
Yes, you can see it there next to a joss stick.
Oh.
Have you never seen him perform at the World
Ravi
Festival
Shankar,
say, Ravi Shankar, yes. Sits on a rostrum and he crosses legs and his big toe sticks out from underneath.
Surely he could afford a plectrum.
There's no answer to that. Ravi Shankar, you've got the bar. Frank, Mendelssohn, Frank, was he a hamburger or a frankfurter?
Might he be neither?
No,
might he be a cheeseburger?
No.
From Limburg.
Thank you for saving me. Yeah. No, you have a choice. Hamburger or Frankfurter?
Oh, well, he was clearly, well, there's no question about it, a 50-50 chance.
Yes.
He was a hamburger.
That's right. He was a hamburger. Mendelssohn.
Was he?
He Mendelssohn lived in Berlin all his young life.
But he was a hamburger by...
He was a Schlemiel.
Basically a hamburger, as were Praetorius, Brahms, and Carl Rosa. Also hamburgers. Ian, 100-odd years ago, the famous bass singer Lablache, one evening at dinner, and I quote now, sang a long note from piano to forte and back to piano, then drank a glass of wine without having breathed, then sang a chromatic scale up the octave in trills, still in the same breath, and finally blew out a candle with his mouth open. A huge man, it is reported that he used to carry Masetto off stage under his arm. In which opera was that?
Well, he certainly, I don't think, would have done it to me the first time I played Masetto in Don Giovanni, which is the answer you want, because at that time I weighed close on 16 stone. And if he could have carried me off, when he was entitled to blow out a candle with his mouth open.
He was playing the part of
Leporello.
Leporello, that's right, in Don Giovanni. Lablache, this man, by the way, sang in Mozart's Requiem at Beethoven's funeral. Mm. Quite something to have done.
All in one breath.
Entire requiem. Dennis, talking of singers and songs, where will you find a cold perspiration? Cold perspiration.
I see fingers I can do you. Cold perspiration. I merely maintain... Any question that you ask me to do with opera, you can generally find it. But here we are.
Ah, yes.
What you written? Oh, yes. Yeah. Titwillow.
Titwillow, yes. A cold perspiration. Sing us the line, Ian, can you?
And a cold perspiration bespangled his brow.
That's right.
I won't detain you anymore.
Right. A newspaper advertisement tells us that so-and-so performs nightly on classical guitar in the air-conditioned Adam Room. And I find myself wondering what would be particularly suitable for a performance in the Adam Room. You might like to be thinking about it. I'll ask you later on for suggestions, the Adam Room. Meanwhile, this next round concerns four-letter words. I had thought of inviting Frank to list a few possibles, but I decided against it. The song titles consist each, then, of one four-letter word. John, what is this four-letter word? Any ideas?
Mm. No?
It's Cool from West Side Story, and you've not got them off. Frank, a four-letter word for you.
Work. Lena Horne.
Well,
Lena. She's singing Love.
This is Love. Love. Sung
love.
By Lena Horne. That's right. Yes. Ian, I wonder how you'll get on with your four-letter word.
My thoughts are ever wending home.
Yes. Home. That's right. Home. Dennis, you're so well up in this kind of thing that in your case I've strung together three four-letter word songs to be identified.
Get 3 marks for it, though, Dennis. A little medley, all for me.
Yes, a little medley, all for you.
Shouldn't have gone to all that trouble.
Three.
As politicians say, let me deal with your second question first.
All right, because you don't know the first.
Liza.
Liza. George Gershwin's Liza. Yes.
And the third one was that was a Rita Ortolani tune. Am I right?
Yes, with words by Norman Neal.
More.
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 And the first one. Did you get the first one?
No.
Gershwin. Soon.
2 out of 3, 2/3 of the month.
Right. I mentioned earlier that so-and-so performs nightly on classical guitar in the air-conditioned Adam Room. And I asked what would be a suitable choice of piece. John, the Adam
Room. Well, I think he was playing one of those modern American contemporary works which are so disagreeable. and it's called Umbilical 7.
It's exactly the sort of thing they are called.
You know, they never
like
have
that.
To write 1 to 6 or 8 to 13.
And it appears in Latin letters, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
V-I-I, yes.
Umbilical is just a single chord.
Right.
Well said. Frank, the Adam Room?
Adam Room must be a waltz, therefore foreign. And there is a waltz, the lyric of which describes the Garden of Eden and the plot quite well. It goes Adam, 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 pom pom. it's in French.
Splendidly far fetched.
Adam, 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 pom pom.
Ian, how have you got on with the Adam Room?
Not very well. I just thought he might have brought a singer in to play with the classical guitar, be accompanied and sing "O Pure and Tender Star of Eve."
Yes. Yes. I'm with you. Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Paradise. Right. Dennis, the Adam Room.
Well, I suggest that they could book that pop group Genesis.
Yes.
And that a song that would be both relevant and prophetic would be Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, fair enough. Let us hear some super voices. John, a simple enough question to you. Who? Who, John?
Sounds like Caruso.
Yes, Caruso. Enrico Caruso. That splendid,
voice.
Frank, this was also recorded by Caruso in 1907. Who's the soprano and where was she born? Whether the Whether the second test was going on there at the time when she was born, I don't know.
I know. John made a funny.
Oh, did he?
It's not a funny, it's a truthy.
Is it?
Yes.
John said it's Dame Nellie Melba, therefore she was born in Melbourne.
She was born near Melbourne, Australia, yes, and she was Dame Nellie Melba. You've got a mark. Ian, tell me all about this, please, even down to the baritone's name, which is difficult, if you can dredge it out of your memory.
Fond du Temple Saint.
Yes.
And it comes from the pearlfishers.
Mm. Now, did you recognise the baritone?
No, I didn't.
No. Named after a seaport on the Adriatic.
I had a seaport in the Adriatic in a crossword I was doing the other day was Ancona.
That's him. You've got the mark.
I've never heard of a baritone called Ancona. Never.
Mario Ancona.
What a bit of luck.
he's not very fond of you, but he's got you a mark. Dennis, are you ready?
I've got the requisite cold perspiration.
Right. Yeah. Ian actually might care to start writing as this music begins. Your question. Just before that record was made in 1907, Caruso appeared in court in America. On what charge?
Well, you've got a crossword puzzle that covers that. 1907, he appeared. It wouldn't be for parking on a double yellow line.
No.
Something like riding a Valkyrie without a rear light. No? Well, if Ian doesn't know, yes. I somehow feel cleaner about the whole thing.
Actually, Caruso appeared in court in America, and it was thought now to have been a put-up job, on the charge of having pinched a woman in the monkey house at Central Park Zoo.
Well, I've always thought it showed rather a nice sense of humour. You know Leo Slezak, the famous tenor who was
told
the original story about the swan not arriving in Lohengrin. Yes. And he once went to Bayreuth for an audition of the young men. And in that sort of holy, holy Wagnerian atmosphere, they said, "And what are you going to sing, Mr. Slezak?" He said, "Well, I thought I'd sing a bit of Bajazzo, which is what the Germans call Pagliacci." Needless to say, he did get through the audition. All right.
I don't understand
There are musically cultured people all over the world who are at the moment rolling about the floor.
Four songs, four singers. The performers in order of appearance being Frank Buer, John Amis, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Frank, a nice romantic start with Wonderful One.
Oh yes, oh yes, lovely. My wonderful one, whenever I'm dreaming, 'tis love light a-gleaming I see. My wonderful one, forever hold you and fold you forever to me. Though bright be the light of the stars shining o'er me, above the rays of the sun, I long for the splendor
of eyes true and tender. Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful.
The lyric is a bit approximate.
Yes, they sometimes are. John's song is not so much a song as a siffle. The Amos arrangement of the Kreisler arrangement of the Couperin pastiche by Kreisler, arranged by John Amos, La Précieuse. There's your note, right?
Budgerigars mating all over Kensington.
Denish.
Yes.
Give your life to start all over back in the old
days. Ah, we'll lower the tone, yeah.
Just give me the twiddle.
I'd give the world to be back over, back in the old routine. To live my life in fields of clover, back in the old routine. Give me an old straw hat and a dog will truck, and down the avenue we'll go. Folks passing by us will sit and eye us, and soon there'll be more calling on court. We'll walk in a wonderful glow. Oh, gee, the joy to be there plugging back in the old routine. You're up, you're down, you're in there plugging back in the old routine. Give me the jazz, the razzmatazz, and I'll walk on heaven's sea. Back in the old route, I said that old route, back in the old routine.
That's what killed vaudeville. Yes.
Ian, your song is one that I, for one, have sung round many a campfire. Speaking as your patrol leader, will you accept my vamp till ready into the orderly song?
Right. I say. At 6 o'clock of a shining morn, we start our little day. We wash the mugs and wipe the jugs and clear the crumbs away. We stoke the stoves and butter the loaves and neatly spread the quish. Then tenderly drop the porridge flop in every waiting dish. Oh, orderly, orderly, oh, the orderly day. Poor sore orderly. At 6 o'clock of a shining morn, we start our little day. And all day long we are making meals or clearing meals away. And it's orderly squish, orderly tosh, orderly tea this way. Oh, who would be an orderly upon an orderly day? Oh, orderly, orderly, oh, the orderly day. Poor sore orderly children, la 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 la. 6 o'clock of a shining morn, we stop our little day. And all day long we are making meals or clearing meals away. And it's orderly squish, orderly tosh, orderly tea this way. Oh, who would be an orderly upon an orderly day.
Dib, dib, dib. Thank you. Final score, should you be instead, a victory for John Amos and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.